I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Payment Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by GM SecTech. With operations in 50 countries worldwide and headquartered in San Juan, Puerto Rico, GM SecTech has over 50 years of service in the technology and security verticals. To learn more about GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. Joining me today is Alberto España, SVP and General Manager of GM SecTech. Welcome, Alberto. So great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Hillary. Thank you for the invitation and glad to be here.
So, Alberto, quickly to start, can you share with us a little about your role and responsibilities as SVP and General Manager at GM SecTech?
Sure, yes. As you mentioned before, our GM SecTech is based out of San Juan, Puerto Rico, and that is our home base, our home country. So I am responsible for everything that is outside of San Juan, Puerto Rico. We call it international operations, but that includes the U.S. operation that we have an office here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We have offices in Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Chile, Spain, and Australia. I am responsible for running that business outside of Puerto Rico. Our services include audits, compliance. We do different types of audits for cybersecurity audits. In the payment system, such as the PCI audit. We also do SOC 2, Type 2 audits, SWIFT, and other audits related to payments and financial institutions. We do consulting, and we do offer some cybersecurity services, such as pen testing, vulnerability scans, and managed services.
Great. And you mentioned PCI, and I'd like to discuss with you today PCI compliance. So can you start by sharing with our listeners why is that so important? Why is that something you should know?
Sure, yes. PCI is very important to us. It's a majority of our business. The PCI, or payment card industry standard, was created in 2004 by the payment brands, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. And it's a standard that is focused on protecting credit card or debit card information. So when you go to a merchant and you put your credit card on a device, on a point of sale device, or you put it in an e-commerce website, that is where this standard tries to accomplish, is protect the customer's credit card data as it flows through the payment system. So as a merchant, as a bank, as a processor, it's very important that, you know, we protect our customers' data. As you probably heard, there have been many breaches throughout the years, Target being one of the biggest ones in recent memory, where, you know, thieves or hackers steal the data from the companies and then commit fraud. And it has been an industry problem for, you know, about 20 years now. And what the PCI standard tries to do is ensure that companies protect this data via the implementation of a methodology and a standard that is well proven, has become an industry standard. So if you're a merchant, you want to make sure your data is protected, your customer data is protected, you know, as it flows through, and you know, there are no problems, and there's trust in your environment or in your company. So it is a very important standard for anybody that processes payments to comply with. And it has become an industry standard. So many times what happens now is the industry says, you know, if you want to connect to me as a merchant to process payment, and I am First Data, for example, in the US or Global Payments, they tell the merchant, hey, you have to be PCI compliant because I want to make sure that whoever connects with me is also adhering to this standard. So it is the golden standard for payment processing today.
Great. And what types, you sort of mentioned this, but could you elaborate on what types of organizations, as well as others, that should ensure they're compliant?
Yes. First, you know, if you think about when you buy something, you start with the merchant, right? You go to Amazon, you go to Target.com, Walmart, or to your coffee neighborhood store. So when you give them your credit card via a swipe, a dip, a tap now, or in an e-commerce site, and we just type in the numbers, that's where it starts. So the merchant is the first one that has to make sure they comply, because they're the point of entry into the system. also what happens is once a merchant gets that data, they send it to somebody for processing, usually to Visa, MasterCard. And there's some players in between called payment processors, sometimes payment facilitators, that collect that data and they send it to Visa, MasterCard. So those companies also must comply. Usually they're the larger companies in the markets. First Data Merchant in the US is one of the largest one. So they have to comply. Also very interesting is if you use a service provider and there is a company that is helping you process payment data, they also have to comply. And the best example is for is a call center. You know, I call into, you know, Target to buy something. Usually Target doesn't own the call center. Maybe they hire somebody that's, you know, has that expertise in call centers and they process that credit card payment for Target. So that company as a unit must also comply with PCI. Another good example is a data center. I am a merchant. I have servers and systems. I host them in a data center. That data center's got to be secure. What happens if they leave their rack open and somebody, you know, inserts malicious software? So those service providers, you know, plus merchants, plus payment processors are the ones that have to comply. Also your bank, if you get a credit card from Bank of America, you know, the standard says that issuers of the credit card also have to comply with PCI. So the whole payment chain is covered by PCI. If you develop software for payments, you have to comply. If you process PIN, you know, personal identification numbers through a device, you have to comply. So it's very broad. It has, you know, if you think of when you're spending money and that payment chain, all those companies have to comply with PCI.
Okay, great. Now that we have an understanding of what types of organizations need to comply, what are the benefits of achieving that PCI compliance?
Well, first, you know, we tell many of our clients, to me, the first one is, you know, a little bit of peace of mind. So, you know, you are secure, not because you think you are secure, because somebody else, a third party, comes in and tells you that you indeed are doing things properly and you're managing the data securely. So that's the first benefit for a company. Internally, you can say to your general manager, to your board directors, hey, we went through a PCI audit and we passed. So that is the first great benefit to a company. Also, some companies do share this with their clients. You know, they publish it in the news if they are, you know, they trade in a stock market. They tell their customers that they're PCI compliant. So there are many benefits to this. And for those companies that I mentioned last, the service providers, the data centers, the call centers, it's also a way to get more business. So if I'm a call center, I've been certified in PCI, I can go out and get more customers that need that type of service and it helps me grow my business. So, you know, there are many benefits. And for consumers, you know, sometimes it's a little bit transparent, but we have that assurance that our credit card information is going to be protected. Especially, you know, in the last year, you know, we e-commerce or card not present transaction just grew exponentially because of the pandemic. So instead of going to the store, now you order everything through the app or calling or online, and now the data is even more exposed. So consumers, you know, consumers want to be safe about their information and secure. So there are benefits for everybody in the system.
Absolutely. And Alberto, my last question for you is, and this is maybe a heavier question, but what is the most important thing a company can do right now to protect its data?
Well, yes, great question. I think, you know, there is a old saying in security that, you know, if you don't have to have, you know, and to store or protect an asset, the best way to protect it is not to have it, right? So if you don't keep credit card data in your system or you tokenize it, you make it, you know, a token that if somebody steals it, they cannot do anything with it. That is the best protection right there. You know, don't store data that you don't need. And in today's payment systems, most merchants don't need to store the credit card data. Unless you want to do like a one-click type of functionality in your website where you have to store the credit card data for somebody else to come in next time and purchase easily, you know, another product. If you don't need that, don't store it. That's the number one rule. So, you know, the second rule is if you have to store it, make sure you store it securely. So if you start with those two things as a merchant, as a payment processor, you are great, off to a great start, because even if somebody breaches your system or tricks you into, you know, opening up your email and accessing your computers via malware, whatever they steal is not going to be of any use, and it may not even be there. So that is the first advice we tell people. If you don't need it, don't store it. No. It used to be that this was like a regular practice in the industry. You know, I'll keep the credit card data just in case the customer calls back, or if I get a dispute or somebody complains, I have the information. In today's environment, the payment industry has evolved and it's more secure, and that data is not shared anymore among the participants. So first thing is, you don't need it, don't store it.
Perfect. Well, Alberto, this has been great. Thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing your knowledge with us.
No, great. Thank you for the invitation, and open to new invitations in the future if you can have me back.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you back. So hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Hillary.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Payment security is brought to you by GM SecTech. GM SecTech offers innovative solutions and services in cybersecurity, governance, and compliance focused on managing digital risk. Their solutions are designed to detect advanced attacks and respond to them effectively, reducing business risk, fraud, and cybercrime. To learn more about our sponsor, GM SecTech, visit gmsectech.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.